Jerry!
Sign fuck.
I don't use Instagram for a lot, but when I first like made my Instagram fairly early or made this Instagram fairly early, I followed two porn stars that I met personally in a bar one time.
At a convention.
Your friends.
Not very nice women. And but the rest of my feed is all like comedians. Everything else I follow are comedians. But then all of my feed, if I hit the like little search whatever thing, it's all just heinous. I was sending you guys a little bit before we started recording, and it is who?
Malcolm from the horse's mouth. Why don't you tell us what Robert Delilah's feed looks like?
It's just pictures of women with giant racks, like Photoshop giant racks, like bowling ball, you know, biddies.
Yes.
Fake.
Yes.
And then it's like a lot of ass shots. It's a lot of like just jiggling. Like it's a jiggle fest.
I don't use Instagram.
Half of it looks like it's AI. Like half of it is like AI nonsense.
And I don't support AI. So
yeah. And then the other half is just like also ass shots. I forgot, like in the screenshot, there's one where it's just clearly an ass shot. You were goon sharing with us before we recorded.
Harper. I love that. Not me.
I love that. I was.
And there was the one reel, which I'm just going to read the like description of it.
Can we just play it?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess.
Can you send it to Sasha to put in the audio for it?
I just got to watch it one more time.
You're gooning your sleep now, so baby incredible. Boy.
What is going on
you're
with this woman?
You're doing so well. I'll help you out. Look at me.
Yeah.
Just look at me. It's okay. I'm sure you'll get back into it. I'm sure you won't lose your streak.
But my dick.
Won't you?
He has evil eyes.
Insane.
In and out.
This leads me to something I wanted to talk about. Yeah, very pressing stuff.
Okay.
By the time the episode goes up, this has already been an effective change. But on Twitch for a while, I'm just discovering. I live on an island where I don't watch Twitch, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen anything on Twitch in several like months to probably a year.
I haven't really engaged with Twitch since probably like end stage of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you were right too, because it's garbage. But now you remember a while ago, Twitch streamers could like do nudity if it was tasteful or like purposes of art.
Like a day where they could do like artful nudity, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a great day for gamers, frankly.
I think that was the last day I engaged with Twitch.
Gooning, gaming, a third G. It was great. And here's another thing.
Gastronomy.
Gastropub.
Gaping.
Gaping. Pearl, dude.
Gabagool, gaping.
So,
okay.
No.
No, I have.
No.
I had the choke.
No.
He had the choke for sure. There's no tag after gaping. That was the best one. Yeah. All right. So I was on Twitch because I had been alerted to the fact that the white women were at it again. And
why did you say it like that?
Because there are almost exclusively white women doing this, where they established a new meta.
He sounded like he was explaining it to his wife, like, honey, the white women are at it again.
Those damn white broads are at it again.
Those white women down the street, they're at it again.
There goes the neighborhood. Another white family just
there
made
goes
it. So they're in chairs that are made of like clear plastic. And they have a camera set beneath the chair.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. And they're sitting in them in bikinis, so you can see the outline of their fucking brown stars on the bottom of the chair.
God. I hated that phrase. The outline of her brown stars.
Her starfish.
They're Patrick.
What euphemisms for asshole can I use here? Their butthole.
Turd cutter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their log jammer.
Her Alaskan pipeline.
Their turd eye.
Yeah. Their turd eye blind.
And there's not one, not two, not three streamers doing this, but an entire page under the subcategory pools, hot tubs, and beaches.
Which is basically what like Just Talking became or devolved into. Obviously, there is still Just Talking where people on podcasts record, but
by the time this episode is up, they will be Just Talking. What new meta will these whole whores establish in order to sell their OnlyFans accounts by flashing you their tits, their humongous oiled tits. Who knows? I saw one particularly attractive woman keying out a certain color of her bikini to stream an entire episode of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure while standing on a vibrating platform that shakes her ass left and right. I'm not finished. This is not the end of it, because the gooners, they must have their ADHD satiated while they jerk their crying cock. They are also, while watching boobs, while watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, while watching this woman's ass gyrate, shake, jiggle, and flake,
sure,
watching her play Helldivers in a pip screen about 1/8 the size of the actual screen.
it's basically Subway Surfers. Yeah. It's just there to keep the focus.
I've never been more sad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I don't have ADHD, but I get it when I'm horny and I need
absolutely.
But I need to keep up with the latest content on Twitch. Like, I gotta make sure I'm in the meta.
I gotta say, if I was 13 years old and I had a decent internet connection,
my life would be ruined.
I don't think I'd go outside.
No, I wouldn't either. Dude, they have machines that jerk you off at your desk now. There's no point in trying to talk to these women.
How much?
Not much. Yes. They're like $50.
No, so, don't tell me that.
You're going to put your dick in a $50 milking machine that's attached?
Yeah, when it breaks, I'll get another $50 milking machine. That's the truth.
Yeah, it's like a poor man's shoes. He's always buying new shoes.
I could make one with $25. Okay?
It's ABM. Always be milking.
Always be milking.
Always be milking.
No, I could trick you into using it first.
Oh, I hate that.
So there's all kind of stuff in this category. It's not just women with tit cam and ass cam showing you their fucking...
I know, yeah. They have like hot tubs or whatnot.
No. So there's no hot tubs in the hot tub section.
Yeah, that's... What are you talking about? I just want to say this in a side note to one of our listeners. There's nothing wrong with being a hot tub streamer and you deserve the ability to become...
Send me your tits. I don't care what Malcolm says. I want to see them and I don't want to pay.
You should care, because this is a good money-making opportunity for this one person, this one listener.
So it's somebody we know?
Yes. We can cut the name. It's
Don't send me your fucking tits. Right,
actually, gotta make sure that's so, you want to see those tits. Make sure we cut it so that when Harper just, says
we gotta really see those tits,
I want to turn in the bush with the picture. So there's not just women with ass and tit cams babbling incoherently for several hours.
It's like the NPC simulator TikTok.
I will say that their streams are the most entertaining for the one reason only, because they have to clean the chair eventually because they sit in it for 3 hours at a time, right? Like, the oily imprint of their ass is on the chair, and they're not like oiled up either. It's natural sweat. It's sweat. They've sweated into the clear cloth. It's sweat. Gross. One man's trash, however, is another man's treasure. And some might say,
don't tell me the option might say, off the chairs. Don't you tell me that.
Boy, that would be smart. You should have been advising or whatever her fucking name is.
Because they're like cheapo clear plastic chairs. Why wouldn't
you can buy them for like $6 on Amazon. Oh man.
I'll send a message along. We'll get paid.
They might send you like a thank you back. They're not giving you shit. Twitch is
just gonna send me a bag, like a goodie bag. Thanks for saving our business.
Thanks for everything.
I was watching this one this very attractive young woman wearing a cow print bikini, of course, and her tits were covered in oil and her ass was covered in oil and sitting on her feet. By the way, feet MOs out there, message us. Tell us what went wrong with you at a young age attracted to feet.
What neuron got crossed and
what neuron misfired to make you into feet and armpits like some sort of psycho?
Which Tarantino movie did you watch first?
Definitely.
Although nowadays it would just be, you're 12 years old and you stumble upon Wiki Feet and then you're fucking permanently scarred.
Yeah, your friend sends you like, did you see this weird shit? And you're like...
They're like, let me finish. I've been rewired.
I was watching this girl in a cow print bikini. She was not babbling inanely. She was having friendly banter with the chat. And someone asked her if she had a man. She's like, I do have a man. She walks away from the camera. She's about 4 foot. And that's what really got me started thinking this might be a real person on the other side of this. And she comes back with a robotic operating buddy from the 1980s that plugs into a NES.
What?
And she starts talking about how it's older than her and that never been a problem and all that stuff.
What the fuck are you listening? What are you watching? Like, what is
it? Let him cook.
This is a person out there with an actual personality that doesn't need to be like showing her ass and tits for money. She could probably do this with clothes on and make just as much. But because of the conditions of the sphere that she inhabits, she has to be like half naked. And then I fought further. I was like, why isn't she doing my fucking job? Why isn't she suffering like I am? Why doesn't she get in the fucking chair and answer phones all day? Why do I have to watch her happy in a cow print bikini talking about how she's so happy that the newest Raid Shadow Legends patch has finally fixed a major issue? I don't give a fuck. Why don't you answer some phone calls for less money? And that's my gripe.
So I have a solution. You might not like it.
We could all be naked for money. Is that your solution?
Well, I just say you could buy a cow print bikini and a decent camera and kind of, you could totally do that. I think just for the novelty, people would.
Oh, he's showing us his tits. Hold on.
1 second here. Let's get a test run going here.
For the audio listeners, which is everyone. That
is a good question. Is there a guy out there who just like is doing the exact same thing as the girl streamers, but he also just looks like shit?
I'm gonna make the assumption that there probably is.
Oh, he's trying to do the Daisy Duke thing where he's doing the Daisy Duke where it's tucked into the collar.
Yeah, he's got his wife.
Thank you so much for the super chat. Our Delilah 24. It really write your name on the board.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ. Is that good enough?
Oh, well, that's a TOS fan of a week. TOS fan for a week right there. Oh my god.
No. If I can see a grown woman's asshole pressed against glass, then I can show my fucking butt cheeks on twitch.tv.
He's got a point.
Have a point.
And yes, I did pause several times and change the definition to a higher quality. And yes, I did wait for that quality to buffer so I could count the wrinkles on her asshole like it was rings on a tree to tell how old she was.
Oh, fuck. 30,
yeah.
Can you imagine having that talent? You'd get in a lot of trouble with that talent.
The FBI would hire you on the spot.
Yeah, it's not the FBI. It's like, Razors.com.
Yeah, you just like very seriously inspect the asshole. You turn around to the judge. You whisper something. They go to a podium. The contestant is correct. The subject is 34 and 6 months. And everyone starts clapping. And the woman, very embarrassed, puts back on her clothes and moves in a hurry to exit the stage.
A guy at the stand is like hands in his head, like, oh, shit. Yeah.
The guy who's so good at this. Yeah.
My case is ruined.
Yeah, you wink to the camera for court TV, and then all of a sudden you're like, you're just a judge.
I'm winking to the camera. I'm not the only one winking to the camera that night. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you wake up, and then it's like, 10 years later, and you're a judge on America's Got Talent. You're sitting next to Howie Mandel. You're like, how the hell did this happen?
My career path is so excellent.
You get your fingers like interlocked like this.
And you're giving access to people.
What makes you think you deserve to be here?
Well, as you can tell by my butthole, I'm 24 years old.
I was going to say bend over. 25. Everyone just claps.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's all fun and games until you reply to the wrong quote tweet on that one. It really is.
Thank you, Howie Mandel. You're doing America and society a service.
Society is becoming saturated with goon material. Soon I will be completely desensitized to anything but the most obscene pornography. And to that I say, it's a long time coming. But we're finally here.
Bring it on.
Malcolm, what do you mean?
don't. Sorry. Yeah, I'm saying bring it on. Listen, the internet cannot break me. I will be a virtuous man with my pornography. You can't break me.
Are you saying you have porn morals?
So your porn, your argument is that your porn is moral.
Yeah, he consumes ethically, first of all.
What makes it so?
I'm sourcing out ethical companies.
It's free trade, responsible practices.
Yeah, it's responsible. I'm going to reach the creators.
Every video, you see that little logo, green leaf logo down there, which means that we used eco-friendly lube for this shoot.
Yeah,
we made sure all of these fatherless women were plucked from the finest facilities like Starbucks and boba facilities and Chipotle kitchens.
And poke stores.
Poke bowl.
They're all over the age of 25. They're all over, so they've consented.
They're over the hill and not quite done, but not at the wall yet. Once they hit the wall, things will change for them.
We have a sponsorship deal with PETA to make sure all these women are certified.
You mostly work
vegan.
With their boyfriend.
We work with their boyfriends. They can watch.
Yeah, they're watching. Yeah.
We made sure that if they had boyfriends, that they were legally allowed to watch.
Round of applause. This is probably the greatest idea that Malcolm McLeod has ever had.
It's the greatest trend of the 2020s.
Ethical porn consumption.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
When you go to the grocery store, you want your bag to be environmentally friendly. You don't want these disposable cheap bags. You want something you can reuse. I think it's good for the environment.
That's a real thing I do. That's a real thing we have to do in Vancouver. You're not my bull. I'm the bull.
Silence, twink.
Oh, honestly. Yeah. That's the nicest thing Harper's ever said to me. Silence, twink.
I'd fuck your butt. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, listen, I don't think a lot of people would call me a twink.
He could tell exactly how old you are by as well.
You blindfold me and I will go, 30. Oh.
Birthday's coming up soon.
Caprese salad.
Are you just smelling your own ass?
Yeah.
I can tell that would be pretty close. The last thing you ate.
What's your take on if you're into anal sex, you're a latent homosexual?
Probably not true.
I don't think that's true. I think that's crazy.
I mean,
crazy.
I don't prefer it, but at the same time, I don't think it's
true. A lot of work. It's not.
No, just because I've been tricked a couple times doesn't mean I'm a homosexual.
There's a lot of preparation to something that really should just be something fun, and it's hard to prepare for fun.
What?
Well, Robert, the kind of fun that I have requires no preparation.
In fairness, I don't care about baseball that much because I don't live in
fairness,
a city.
I don't care about you.
I would.
Guys, he doesn't care about me. Preparation H. Remember that joke? It's a fun.
Hello.
It's a real thing. You'll need it.
It's
later.
A real thing, guy. Boy. Oh, Gene Wilkers, guys. I put some Preparation H because my ass is itchy.
This is like I'm not even mad at when people do impressions.
This seems pretty prejudiced against people with hemorrhoids, by the way.
Listen,
maybe we should be a little bit more kind about hemorrhoids on this podcast.
Big love to the hemorrhoids crowd, you listeners.
Big stand up.
Big shout out.
Our strongest warriors.
Kings and queens.
Those are God's strongest soldiers.
Yeah.
You should. You know how people go up to soldiers and policemen in the grocery store and be like, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. Really, we should be doing the same thing.
Like, thank you, sir. Thank you for your service. No, you don't. No, you don't salute them like that.
Save the queen and the king and whatever.
I forget you're Canadian sometimes. What's the protocol for that? Do you guys have veterans or are they all just put on horses when they get back?
Yeah, are they all just Mounties? They're all just red. You got to ride moose around.
This is a real question.
No, they're not all Mounties. I actually don't know. We don't really have a lot of soldiers. We sort of just rely on the U.S. to do all the heavy lifting. And we're just
really?
There.
Such a surprise.
Yeah. Well, you spend 10 times more than the next 10 countries combined in military spending, and they're all allies.
And
so.
We're the hegemony of it, baby.
That's true in the face that certain numbers are estimates, but you're right.
Yeah, and then you guys all are like, we can't afford healthcare. Like, what can I do to do healthcare?
And you know, I may be dying a slow death of diabetes, but at least I'm free, motherfucker.
Yeah, free to die under a tunnel.
That's rich. That is rich coming from a Vancouver resident.
You think I could afford to die under a tunnel?
I remember one time I had to get dropped off in this area called Gastown, and my Uber driver fucked up and just dropped me off. I get out. It's in the middle of the summer, and it's just, I get the alley that I'm dropped off in, it reeks of piss. I'm like, it's outdoors. I'm like, how is this? How much piss is in this alley? It was crazy.
They got to pee somewhere. Like, where are you thinking? There have to just be.
Pee in the park.
Pee in the park like everyone else. Go to the library. Find a section no one's in.
Well, they've closed down the library in a lot of places because of this.
Sign fuck tip for the homeless of the week, by the way. Go to a Mexican restaurant, sit down, get a plate of chips and some salsa. It is complimentary and you can leave immediately after you eat it.
Drink water for 3 hours. Make sure you don't look so homeless when you go so you don't get kicked out. Get a small like $8 soup and get the endless breadsticks at Olive Garden. You're golden. You're golden.
$8, but I could spend that on smack. So let's move on.
Let's move on.
I hope you have some material prepared because I made that exit with no off ramp.
Oh no.
That's just what I love to hear.
That's so funny.
What do you watch, Malcolm?
What do you watch? What was the last thing you actually watched and enjoyed?
I loved True Detective, the new season. That was a big, good one. I've been really enjoying Manhunt on Apple TV. That's a great show about the immediate aftermath of Lincoln's assassination.
Love John Wilkes Booth.
I've been watching a lot of movies. I went and I saw Late Night with the Devil. Despite the AI, it's a fine movie.
Good. I did learn that the new Roadhouse has AI. It's enhanced with AI.
We did a watch. Robert and I did a watch of Roadhouse. Holy shit. The new
Jake Gyllenhaal Roadhouse.
The media that you choose to consume is like Wonder Bread. It's like white Wonder Bread. And it's not good. And you think it is, probably. While I, a patrician who knows good media, who enjoys everything, spent my entire last evening watching Dragon Ball Z.
I saw the Boy and the Heron in theaters. Did you do that? Did you support good art?
Okay.
You did, yeah. So
I saw Hail Caesar.
Why?
What do you mean? The Coen Brothers film.
Yeah, that's a fun one. I like that.
It's a great movie.
Better than the Lady
Killers. As far as Coen Brothers go, it's not.
You guys did not see that movie, if you think that.
I like the Coen Brothers. I just wasn't strong. Didn't feel strongly about that one.
I want to praise some other anime quickly just to make sure I have a little bit of credit in this sphere. Sure. Love Satoshi Kon. Perfect Blue, Millennium Actress, Tokyo Godfathers, and Paprika is like a perfect, like, just four movies. I loved Odd Taxi. I saw Odd Taxi. That was a really good show. Odd Taxi is good. It's a great show.
It's comfy.
And what was that? Oh, Violet Evergarden had one of the saddest episodes of anime I've ever seen in my life.
Well, Robert, let's see how old you are. Bend over.
30, exactly.
I'm telling you that a well-connected group of young Japanese women, particularly ages 8 and below.
No, we're not. Cut this.
A young boy and bully him. And the young boy is isolated from his group because he did not join their Yaku team. And such unfortunate things occur every day.
Robert's hand is in his face right now as Harper talks.
Are we done?
Keep going, Harper. This is content.
I don't know, Robert. I think I had something there. And some sort of invisible insecurity you have is making it difficult for me to drive this one home. So why don't you just take the wheel?
I mean, women have been mean to me.
Oh, guys. Women have been mean to me. Oh, no. Preparation H over that joke.
I don't know if I
sounded like, you know, like, Miles.
I don't care about you doing an impression of me. People have been doing impressions of me my entire life. It's funny. Yours is just so bad. It makes me angry. It's not that it's making fun of me. It's that it's just bad.
Well, the goal is not to do your voice. It's to do a voice that's grating and annoy you. That's what.
So my voice isn't grating. That's your
Yeah, well, also, sorry, I also, I want to talk about the fact that, like, you were like, people have been doing impressions of me my whole life, which is also a crazy thing. I just imagine, like, you're like, your dad being like, look at this baby. Like, just like,
hey, good siblings, Malcolm, where we were mean to each other.
you grew up with a twin. Like, you, like, of course you're going to do impressions of each other. It's called having a twin. Like,
we were fraternal. We were very different.
You have very similar faces. You have
we look like brothers, not twins. That's, and my brother's bald.
You do look like brothers.
You obviously look like brothers. Like, that's a fair thing. My twin is my brother. Like, who would have guessed that?
He's right. He is.
Why are you being pedantic? Why are you being me? Stop being pedantic.
Someone has to be.
I just wanted to show you, this is what we do. This is what you do. This is what
We watched The Roadhouse.
The new Roadhouse.
Or the new old Roadhouse. The new one. Hall, where Post Malone fake punches a guy in the opening scene.
Okay, what'd you think of it?
It was bad. It was bad. My sister's going to be mad at me because she liked it. It was bad.
All right. So what was bad about it?
It was the dialogue mostly. Actually, I sent Malcolm some of the.
Oh yeah, we should do a quick reading of
dialogue that just almost put me under.
Well, let's hear it.
Right, I'll ask the question and then you do the.
Go for it.
What are you whittling?
A stick.
Yeah, but what's it gonna be?
A smaller stick.
That was an actual exchange.
That was
in this
actual
movie.
Line. No, a screenwriter to do.
No, it wasn't. You prepared this ahead of time.
There was also a monologue on effect at one of the, like, within 2 minutes of someone, of a character being introduced, she talked about her mom dying, and then it's like,
oh, yeah. She's like, my mom died. Like,
is something that happens to everyone, but only here it happens on a beautiful day. Go fuck yourself.
Also, no tits. No tits. No ass.
Yeah, the original Roadhouse had tits. The original Roadhouse had tits and ass.
We did like a watch together. Like, I was watching it with Robert and some other people. And like, I made the comment, like, just before the movie started, I'm like, I feel like the chances are high that we're only going to get man ass. And guess what? We only got man ass. And
we got Conor McGregor man ass.
We didn't even get Gyllenhaal's ass. Like, come on, Gyllenhaal. Like, what are we doing
we
here?
We got his weird 12-pack thing.
Yeah, we got that thing. Yeah, it's so bizarre. The movie is so bizarre. It's like, why did this movie exist? Like
the
I'm
story
so
itself
done.
Isn't like bad. Like, it's fun.
I like that the fact that the movie stayed at the Roadhouse. It wasn't like the Roadhouse was like a part of it and they just kind of
some backdrop.
Off.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's just like the movie opens, and so like the idea is that Jake Gyllenhaal's character is like an MMA fighter.
Like a notorious UFC MMA.
Yeah, player. Like he's a guy who would have been like on the Joe Rogan Experience a lot. Like he's but now he's
about
gone.
A raw meat diet. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy is essentially he's portrayed as like the Aaron Rodgers of MMA. You know, and then he goes crazy in one fight. But the thing is, the movie opens with him in this underground fight. And we're like seeing this guy and you're like, oh, this guy has tattoos. It's not Gyllenhaal. It's Gyllenhaal's opponent. And then it dawned on me. I was like, what the fuck? It's Post Malone. So in the first 10 minutes of this movie, Jake Gyllenhaal fights Post Malone in like an underground like MMA match in some sort of warehouse.
And they're like these AI assisted CGI punches. Like they don't like in a lot of movies, they'll cut away from a punch just to sort of have like a seamless thing. So people aren't actually hitting each other. And this one, they went a step ahead and just CGI in people punching them each other. But with AI, it looked awful.
It was terrible. And it's also very funny because like Jake Gyllenhaal, like, clearly got fucking ripped. Like he's on, you know, he's on Tren.
Shredded.
He's shredded. He's on all the, you know, all the steroids. All right. That guy's penis is micro. Yeah. And then what's so funny is that it's very clear that Post Malone, who's credited as Austin Post in this movie, which kind of bothered me.
Ugh, a funny thing in and of itself.
Yeah. But it was the fact is that Post Malone is clearly not in shape whatsoever.
He's schlubby as shit.
He's like a schlubby guy. He's got his shirt off. Like, I commend him for the fact that like he just did it. Like the like, I feel like there's a lot of
fine with being. He didn't like, can I have a shirt on or thing like that? No, he was a shirtless fat man covered in tattoos in an underground fight ring, and he just. Against Jake Gyllenhaal, who is basically Captain America but bigger.
Yeah, it also it like it dangerously this fight club dangerously like hovered around being like in like a white supremacist like sphere.
Except so many bald people.
They were all bald white guys who are overweight. But then like what's so funny is the owner of the Roadhouse, which is played by former Daily Show correspondent Jessica Williams, who's a black woman. She's like going there to recruit to find her next like I don't know. Bouncer like that
bouncer,
was
the like security person who's going to help her save her bar down in the Florida Keys. But then but the Conor McGregor's one of his characters' first lines is, once Knox is on the job, it's over, baby. And he says it exactly like that. It was so, and they put that in the trailers.
Well, sometimes a line works really well in a trailer, but then when you see it in the movie, you're like, oh, it doesn't work. Like, so you got to give trailer editors their props.
Some props. They can even make the most dog shit movies look entertaining.
Patrick Swayze is rolling in his grave right now.
He's
he is
not
rolling.
Dead.
No, Patrick Swayze's been dead for like a decade.
Is he? I thought Patrick Swayze was not dead.
Yeah, he died of cancer. Yeah, no, he's long gone.
If he's dead, good, because then he doesn't have to see this.
Oh my god, that's a horrible thing to say. Good.
Yeah, he doesn't have to. Yeah, okay, he died in 2009. He doesn't have to live with the 2024 Roadhouse. Okay, well let's. That's enough about Roadhouse. Let's read a user submission. How about that? I think we're getting close to that time.
Yeah, I guess we can. Let's do it.
Okay, perfect. Well, I've got one here from someone who'd like to be known as Steven. Their song recommendation is
Alright
by Supergrass. Hi, Steven. And their question is, which sex position do you each think you were each conceived in?
I'm going to say missionary, hand-holding for the purposes solely of procreating.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. In the eyes of Christ.
That's correct.
So the unfortunate thing about me is that I know that I was the product of a one-night stand because my parents had a shotgun wedding in Vegas. So it was the 90s, all right? That's what you did. Yeah, that's how I was conceived, by a hand job. You know, it was a hand job.
Well, you act like it.
Oh, boy, howdy. yeah, so it's got to be something fucking crazy. Like, I just feel like it was like cowgirl or
something.
Like,
your dad was fucking your mom in the ass and he pulled out, like, just a little bit too quick and got it up there.
No!
That's not how anatomy works.
What are you talking about?
Like, he did it in the wrong hole, but the right hole. You know what I'm saying?
No, my dad was a smart enough man. He knew what the holes were.
It sounds like some sort of like pregnant from a toilet seat type deal.
Oh my God. If my mom sometimes, I think, listens to this podcast and doesn't want to tell me about it, I can't believe this is a question.
Malcolm's mom, if you know, message me about it. Don't message Malcolm about it. You'll give
don't ever
message
no,
actually, Malcolm's don't, mom, don't leave this in. Leave this in. Malcolm's mom, write in on the questionnaire.
Yes.
And let
please.
Us know. So we can read it.
Yes.
Not to embarrass Malcolm. Malcolm would not be embarrassed by this. You know, your baby boy.
He loves his mom. Don't you, Malcolm?
This stuff.
Don't you love your mom and want to hear from her and what she thinks?
Hey, dickhead, tell your mom you love her.
I love you, Mom.
There Louder. We go. Now tell me. Now tell us you love Jesus.
Fuck no, I'll never do that. That actually would be a disgrace to my mom, who
it is
who hates religion
Easter.
More than I do. All right, that's it's like mother like son moment there. I feel like it's probably like reverse cowgirl. That's kind of my suspicion. And it was drunk. It was a reverse cowgirl. So what about so Harper, you're saying it was soft and consensual, and it was like
in the eyes of God.
Which is contrary to everything I've ever heard about your father. So, like, I just picture your dad as having like
I have two brothers, okay, and they were both accidents. They keep telling me that I was the only one that they planned for, and I have to wonder if they tell that to the other two.
Yeah, just to shut me up. I kind of wonder that myself.
Are you the older brother?
I'm the middle child.
He's the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a plausibility that it's like older one, you're like, oh no. And then, you know, you decide like, okay, we want to have a sibling.
And there's enough of a gap between you and your older brother that your parents thought like, yeah, we've calmed down. We're stable now. We can plan for a kid.
And then your younger brother, it was like, oh fuck, it's a third one.
Oh shit, we didn't plan on three.
Yeah, it's unfortunate how those things happen.
So what about you?
Such good things happen to bad people.
Because listen, every child is a blessing.
Until they're not.
Until they ruin you financially.
The government's trying their best to help you. I don't know what you did wrong.
Yeah, what about you, Robert? You haven't actually answered the question.
Oh, I know.
Oh, why do you say it with such confidence? Did they fuck on a surfboard? Is that how you knew?
No,
Beach Boys in the background.
I know the house. I know the address. I know where it happened, and I know how it happened because my parents are my parents, and I love them.
They told you everything. Okay,
they
now
don't keep secrets.
So spill the beans, Mr. Delilah.
It happened in their old house, the one I think in OB, Ocean Beach. It happened in the kitchen, and it was doggy style.
It's like a clue. It's like a game of Clue.
It was
Clue.
It was Dave.
It was in the bedroom with the candlestick.
And cherry on the top, my brother and I were accidents.
Classic. This is what, you know what they say? If you had an accident, baby who was an accident in the early 90s, they're bound to have a podcast in the 2020s.
Except
true.
It reminds me of that one episode of Captain Planet where it's like, it's over, coach. I've got AIDS.
It's not over. You just have HIV. That's a full blown AIDS.
It may be years before you eventually catch
it. You may never get it. I love that clip, too. Captain Planet had the most wild PSAs.
Yeah.
For like no fucking reason.
Yeah, they're like, kick him out. He's got AIDS.
Absolutely insanity.
Dude, you know what my favorite PSA of all time was? Is the entire episode of Static Shock dedicated to school shooter rhetoric.
His friend's racist dad.
Oh, okay. Wait, can you explain
that
it to me?
That shit was fucking funny.
It's fucking incredible. So Static Shock was a CW animated show like way back in the day where it was like I'm trying to remember where it was set, but it was just the main character was a black kid with electroshock powers. And
it was in a major metropolitan. It was an X-Men thing.
I remember that, like, Static Shock
I think it was actually in the DC universe technically, but
okay.
His main thing was that he'd ride around on manhole covers and with electric powers.
He would animate this dude. Static Shock was so fucking cool. Go ahead.
He was one of my favorites growing up. That and Batman Beyond. But
Batman Beyond was so
cool.
Spider-Man Unlimited too.
Oh yeah.
What was the Spider-Man equivalent? There was an edgy Spider-Man.
There was an edgy Spider-Man. I'm trying to remember specifically.
Batman Unlimited was anyway.
Anyway, whole thing. Batman Beyond, watch it today. It's still good. Even if they have laid a funky idea of what technology would be like, still incredible. Anyway, so there was an episode of Static Shock where so the main character is a black kid with electroshock powers, but he had his best friend who was like a techie guy. And he would he would help on all the capers and everything like that. But then we found out in an episode, like a kind of almost a PSA, that his dad, the side character's dad, was super racist and hated static shock as his friend. He just hated all black people. And it was just like, and he's voiced by the same voice actor as Max Goof. And so there, I've seen edits of people into the Goofy movie are just like, God, I hate it. I've lost my friend because you and your stupid racist. It's the voice of the man. He does the exact same voice as Max Goof in the Goofy movie.
I love that.
Awesome. I'm talking about the school shooter episode, though.
There was also a school shooter episode.
Yeah, so what was the school shooter episode?
Just what you can imagine. There was a kid getting bullied, and Static Shock and Gizmo. I can't remember what his name outside of being Gizmo was.
Yeah, he was just Gizmo.
Gizmo.
He actually donned a superhero
persona. They call him the Giz in the streets. They call him Giz.
King Gizmo.
Max Goof. And blonde Max Goof.
They're in an auditorium is where the crux of this all happens. and he's getting bullied again, and he reaches into his backpack and pulls out that fang,
the glizzy,
and he goes to shoot the bully, and fucking Gizmo jumps in front of the bullet and gets shot.
That's right. What is with sitcoms and kids shows in the, like, yeah, the 90s and 2000s of main characters getting shot? Will Smith got shot in Real Prince.
They broached some really uncomfortable shit in those sitcoms.
Oh, yeah. Drake got shot in a school shooting in Degrassi.
That's right.
Yeah.
Was that why he got paralyzed, I think?
Yeah, that's why he got paralyzed. He got paralyzed from the school shooting.
That's not funny, and it's, we can't laugh at
it. It's awful.
It's not funny that there was an episode about jerking Drake off in a wheelchair. Yeah, so
he could only get hard with his older physical therapist. Because of his weird
physical therapist, yeah. And fucking, so anyway, instead of like portraying a sympathetic angle, the kid is like clearly horrified, like, oh god, what have I done. I think Static Shock actually gets up in his grill and he's just like, what the fuck is wrong with you, dude? He's like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, what the fuck, dude? And everyone's screaming. They're like, get him. Get him.
They mob this bullied kid.
I might be misremembering them. Static Shock might have been
that's
like,
that's what it is, but if you weren't.
Yeah.
It's just like lynch a school shooter.
So there's a famous edit of that where Gizmo gets shot and they start playing, ooh, what you say?
That was an era. That was high school for me, was just like, yeah, like that iconic SNL sketch of just, well, like, there's, yeah,
the iconic SNL sketch, but it was based off a thing from the OC.
Yeah.
Which is, that was like his brother or something, the main guy's brother getting shot by his girlfriend or something like that. It was a whole thing.
Dude, the PSAs from the early 90s are fucking insane.
Oh my god. I remember there was one where it was, what was that one animated sitcom with the Proud Family, where they there was an episode where they had their house spray painted with like, go back to where you came from.
Go back to Africa. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
They're from Uptown. They're half Mexican.
90s comedians had no, or 90s comedy shows had no chill.
You and me.
Absolutely no chill.
Every single day and night.
I gotta say, I'm not that surprised with Static Shock, because the very first episode, he is handed a gun and told to like fight in a gang war. And that's how he gets his powers.
That's how he gets his powers?
He fights in a gang war in a warehouse somewhere and a box or something explodes and he gets powers by the material inside the warehouse. Just, you know, casual, fun kid stuff.
I'm trying to think of some other wacko PSAs, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not really a PSA, but I remember, like, there's the... Do you ever watch that show One Tree Hill? Or did you ever, like, encounter an episode?
Oh, yeah, we have. We have to talk about that one scene in One
Tree Hill. We did. We talked about the heart before. We
talked about the dog and the heart, but, like, they also had a school shooting episode.
Of course they did.
Like, there was, like, this character that no one has ever seen, and then all of a sudden he's, like, he's just like a bullied, tormented kid, like very, like very much like of the time of like, he's all schlubby,
like you know, outdated even then. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he, yeah. And it's like, and then the whole implication is that like, he was once close friends with like all the like main characters of the show, but for whatever reason, like, you know, he just stopped being friends.
Oh,
with
it was a remember this guy convention.
Yeah. Literally the episode starts with him like outside the school shooter, his name, Jimmy Edwards. And like, he's just like smoking a cigarette. He's like, today's the day.
Which is crazy.
Which is crazy.
He's smoking outside the school.
But yeah, and then he like ends up like shooting, you know, like he pulls out the gun. It's like a pistol because it's the 2000s. You know, he goes around shooting. But the thing is, like, remember, there was a clip where basically there's like this kid and he convinces the dad of one of the main characters. He's like, man, we have to get back in the school. We can talk him out. Like, we can talk it, like you and me. And so the kid, his name's Keith, and the dad, Dan, who for those who know the One Tree Hill,
Dan's Hart, not a good guy.
Hart episode where Hart is eaten by a dog in like a hospital waiting room because it fell. Dan's the guy looking for having the heart transplant later on. So like that's the guy. So that's the dad. That's the dad. And he's like, yeah, we got to go in. And then Keith and Dan run in. And then immediately Keith is shot and killed. Like he's killed. And then Jimmy like gets like, he's like so torn up. He actually killed someone. Cause before this, like other people have been hit by ricochet bullets.
But like they were running he actually killed someone.
Like it's like people in the tutor center and he's like shoots into the thing and it like hits a book and then hits a woman. She's like, grazed my arm.
You grazed my arm. I am otherwise unaffected by your storm of bullets.
And then like, it just ends. The thing was after that, like Jimmy gets so like caught up in the emotion that he just like, Dan is there, Keith is dying, and then like I think some of the main characters like Lucas and stuff, they're all standing there like, we can help, we like, there's a way out of this, like we can do it, and he just kills himself and then the episode ends. I had a false memory, it's even crazier. That apparently I forgot that Keith wasn't the guy. Jimmy didn't shoot Keith. Jimmy like was tormented by the fact that a ricochet bullet hit someone in the tutoring center. Jimmy kills himself because he's like, I've gone too far. And then Dan later on shows up. He picks up Jimmy's gun and shoots Keith.
Why does he shoot Keith?
I don't remember, but I forgot that. I thought I got shows mixed up, but like,
well, I know Dan is supposed to be like the villain or whatnot.
Is the villain, but he shoots a child. Like that's like
he just kills a child because it's convenient and he can get away with it.
Let me just cap this up right now.
Yeah, we gotta talk about this episode off.
If you're from Colorado, fuck you, buddy.
I don't respect you.
I don't respect you. You're on mushrooms.